Roger, yeah, I didn't know all that. My bow thing push, it's an AR-152, it pushes 10 watts, realistically 8. I just got a new radio, it's another handheld, and it's 5 watts. It's a QRZ-1 Explorer, and I really like it. It's very pristine audio quality against a Baofeng. I really like it. But, yeah, I've been wanting to make a homemade antenna for a while now, and you literally just reminded me, and, well, you gave me basically the instructions on how to make one. I was trying to make a, what is it? A metal coat hanger antenna and a Yagi antenna out of a tape measure, but again, I don't have coaxial cable, so that's a not a very good thing. But realistically, right now I'm just waiting to, for my birthday to get that Anytone 778 and that bass antenna.
The tape measure antenna works pretty good. You got to really rough the ends of those pieces up and use a half-inch plumbing, but that's how I tracked down the guy that was accidentally jamming the Lapeer repeater. But that thing is the three-element tape measure beam. Now, that gives you quite a bit of gain, and then it rejects anything off the side. But that thing works pretty good. You really need a piece of coax, and you want to get enough so you can tie a choke up by the hairpin match on that particular three-element beam. But you tie it right around the mast of it, and then you run it down, and then you can set up a tripod or whatever, or clamp it to something. But that antenna does really well. I mean, I liked it.